Mahatma Gandhi reminds us, the voice or truth speaks to every person on the planet every single day. And the truth is that voice is as loud as our willingness to listen. So we come to this moment ready to listen. We begin with an understanding that in the mind of God, everything that can be known is known. There is not a question we can take to the ocean of awareness for which there is not an answer. And as the psalmist David writes, he says, "The Lord is like a lamp unto my feet and a light upon my path." The truth is like a light upon my path. It shows me the next step to take. You have a wondrous dream, a dream that is life-giving to you, a dream that aligns with your core values, a dream that requires you to grow and become and experience and express more of who you are capable of being. A dream that requires you to partner with that part of you that is infinite, through which you draw inspiration for the guidance as to the next step you take. And a dream that is not only good and a blessing for you, but truly good and a blessing for others in our world. We don't go to the ocean of awareness for guidance once or even twice, but it becomes a stream of unending connection that once developed and deepened becomes like a stream of living water to our mind, rising up from the center of our own being. And the most natural state for us is this often felt feeling throughout the day. Oh, life is so good. I just love my life. This is not a state we get to. It's a state we live from. Establishing and deepening our connection to the voice of inspired insight, that sensing of authentic intuition, a knowing that is not based in the material realm but informs the material realm. You can come to the ocean of awareness with any question you have. And as you focus on the question and trust that the ocean of awareness has an answer, you may not yet know it, but there is an answer. Relax and listen. Ideas will come. Nudges will be felt. Or you will simply rest in the knowing that at the appropriate moment and in the right way, guidance will be given. Struggling, forcing, or pushing creates distance from our ability to hear, be aware of, and sense this stream of infinite intelligence in which we live and move and have our being. So take a deep breath. Remember that you are not breathing yourself, you're being breathed by the Spirit of Life. It knows what it is doing. And to the degree that you're willing to hear now, you may ask any question you want as to your next step. You can ask any question you want. And then listen with expectation, gratitude, and trust. As the Master Teacher Jesus said at the beginning of many of his prayers, thank you, God, that you hear me. You hear me always. And now it's our turn to hear what the universe has to say to us. The next few minutes of clock time equal to, subjectively, all the time required. The voice for truth speaks to every person on the planet. He's speaking to you right now, and is as loud as our willingness to listen. So we bring willingness now, and we listen. The voice for truth is as loud as our willingness to listen. You know your best friend's voice on the telephone in an instant. The voice for truth can become just as familiar. So we learn to quiet our minds and to find a connection with this voice, to get familiar with it, so that even in grocery stores or other noisy places, we begin to hear and feel and know that not only are we not alone, but it isn't even left to us to know the way, only to discern the next step from the inspired voice of truth, that which knows all there is to know and delivers to us our very next step. So let yourself feel grateful now for whatever emerged in this time. Whether it's conscious to you or not, your day will be different for having spent this time. You are more aware. You will see more. You will recognize more. Keeping in mind your dream and gratitude that it is growing now, even as you go through your day, you feed your faith. You pay attention. You know the voice for truth is always speaking, and you deepened now your willingness to listen.